And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The Indian Film Festival of Cincinnati is back for another year, though this year it's moving to a virtual format. The festival's director, Rati Apana, joins us now on the phone to preview the event. Rati, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having us here. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure to have you. I remember having you here last year to preview this festival, and there was a whole bunch of you in the studio with me telling
That's
us about
right.
this festival. And obviously, for pandemic reasons, we have to do things remotely, and it's just you talking about it now. We also wanted to get a jump start on previewing it because the elections are coming up, so we're going to be pretty dominated by that type of content on this show. So this event is running online starting October 15th. Through November 1, we've got a link with all the details at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. Rati, let's start with explaining to our listeners how the Indian Film Festival of Cincinnati has become what it is. I mean, this is something that people really look forward to. It's always got a lot of great films in its lineup.
Sure, Michael. So the Indian Film Festival, we started this about 5 years ago, and what started as a means to show folks some family-friendly films that are basically Bollywood films. So the first year, that's exactly what we did. These are older films. But then I realized that there was a whole field out there of independent films that really resonated with us. The stories that they told really resonated to us, very different from the Bollywood type of stories. And so I guess the Indian Film Festival was born, and now what we do is we screen premieres of feature films, documentaries, and short films that are made in and about the South Asian subcontinent or its people. And this year, we're going to have 17 days of screening and post-screening discussions. Everything is going to be virtual, so watch from the comfort of your home, grab that drink and popcorn, just sit back and enjoy it.
So what's that experience going to be like, Rati? Because this had to be, you know, somewhat disappointing. Obviously, all of us have had to move something to virtual or outright canceling it altogether. But, you know, film festivals are meant to be in theaters. So how have you all adjusted to this reality?
Well, absolutely, Michael. It is going to be a different experience. But at the same time, it's going to be a fun experience, both for the filmmakers as well as for the audience. So the content that we show will be protected with multi-platform DRM. So this ensures that all the digital rights of the filmmakers are safe, and it will be encoded for an optimal playback. And we'll use a variety of streaming environments, so you can watch it on your phone, your iPad, the TV screen, and the films will be available to you for 36 hours to watch once you unlock the film. And you have so much more flexibility. So I think, either your glass is half empty or half full. And I think right now our glass is half full because this is a wonderful opportunity for folks to actually watch these films at home. That's something that they couldn't do. And they can do it at their own time. Watch it one in the morning if you want.
Well, and of course, 7 a.m. People will enjoy that comfort, I'm sure. But one of the other components of a traditional film festival is something that you referenced, the discussions that might follow a film. These are a great opportunity to watch something and then share your feelings or thoughts about it, have some questions answered by those who might have been involved in the making of the picture. And it sounds like you are going to have that component. So how are you going about producing that?
So we are going to be voice streaming our discussions with the directors. Some of the voice stream sessions will be interactive, so here the audience can interact as well. And so some of these films, you know, what we'll do is we'll have a particular schedule for voice stream. So if you watch the movie at that particular time, you get to also then take part in the interactive discussion. And then after that, if you decide to watch the film, you're just listening to a playback. And so that's what we've done with our films. So the opening film will be on Thursday evening at a scheduled time. And that's when the audience can also listen to the voice stream. And then after that, when they come in and listen to watch this movie, they will watch the voice stream too, but they won't be able to interact.
And you're talking about films that very few of which will be in English. All of them will be subtitled in English, you know, but these are themes being explored that are very familiar to all of us. Your announcement suggests that human rights, disabilities, gender values, bullying, sibling relationships, LGBTQ, immigration and displacement, racism, aging, familial relationships, these are themes that are relatively universal.
You're absolutely right, Michael. And what was the first part of your question again?
Well, that these films are mostly not going to be in English.
Correct. So, you know, India is such a diverse country, and we have over 300 different languages and 26 official languages. So these films are made in different languages. Some are Tibetan films, some are Nepalese films, and all of them are subtitled. But yes, English is the official language of that subcontinent. And so, you know, you'll find that as you're watching these stories, you know, people break into English in the middle of a conversation. But everything is subtitled, including the English, so that, you know, folks who are not familiar with the accent can still get the whole film.
We're talking with Rati Apana, who is the director of the Indian Film Festival of Cincinnati, which is coming back next month in a virtual format. We've got details at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. Rati, can you just tell us in general what this festival represents in the local community, the Indian community?
A few years ago, Mayor Carnegie had pushed the initiative for making Cincinnati an immigrant-friendly city. And I was the co-author on a white paper that explored ways to achieve this. And the best way we felt was through the arts, through music, through film, through theater. And so once we decided to walk the talk, created a festival that would attract premieres of films made globally, many made here in the U.S. itself, that touch the South Asian population in some way. If you look at Cincinnati itself, we have a very large Indian community that has been growing in the last 10 years, almost fourfold. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity for the larger community to see these films, to understand that these stories are indeed our stories, they're your stories, they resonate with all of us. And so it makes for much more inclusive communities, and that really is our mission, to engage diversity through film and to create inclusive communities.
Rati Apana is the director of the Indian Film Festival of Cincinnati. We've got details about this event. It runs from October 15 through November 1. It's the only Indian Film Festival in Ohio, in a program of the India Cincinnati Sister City. Also note that it's widely recognized as the premier showcase for prestigious and groundbreaking Indian and international cinema. Did I get that right, Rati?
Absolutely. And anyone interested in the arts, you did so well, Michael. Anyone interested in the arts, in film, in storytelling, in cinematography, in music, you should come. Our opening film is called Mutan, and it's by a woman director, Geetu Mohandas. She explores questions of gender, queer love, familial bonds, and she does this on such a grand, sweeping scale.
Well, we will look forward to seeing it, Rati, and we've got a link to your festival where you will be releasing all the rest of the titles soon. Rati, it was so great to talk to you.
Yes, we are. The schedule is out on the 25th.
All right. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition. Talk tomorrow.